Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. And for those of you that have missed the first hour, well, we start at 11:05 and it is a local event show talking about all sorts of things happening in the Coachella Valley. And this hour, we switch to travel. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we had a full house in the first hour.
We did, and then that music snuck up on me.
The music snuck up.
We were talking, and all of a sudden it just came on.
Boom. There it was. There's the music. Here we are. I'll tell you a little bit about what we talked about in the first hour, because I have tickets to give away for that event in this hour. Even though we are going to talk about a lot of travel this hour, what's going on in the world of travel, we're going to talk about Halloween as well. I'm going to let you know about the 23rd Annual Historical Cemetery Tour presented by the Historical Society of Long Beach. In fact, we have our guest calling in at the bottom of the hour, Julie Bartolotto. She's the executive director of the Historical Society of Long Beach. Because it is Halloween. It is October. I have to say that Halloween is one of my more favorite holidays, only because there's no expectations about Halloween.
Right. You can kind of just do whatever you want.
Yeah. Do whatever you want. Go wherever you want. Be whatever you want. And there's not all that pressure of the big Thanksgiving dinner and the big Christmas reveal and, you know, all that stuff.
So do you like spooky, or you just like the freedom?
Yeah, I kind of like spooky.
Do you like being scared?
To a point. Yeah, not all the time. Once in a while is good.
Like, did you watch a lot of scary movies?
No, I can't watch scary movies. No, I can't do that. I don't like blood.
Yeah, so you like the gore, but you don't mind being scared.
I like going to events where I know they just scare you momentarily, and it's kind of fun, and then you leave and you go in your own little world. But no, movies, I'm not really into big, gory movies. So, but I do like Halloween. I like the dress up, and I just like all the decorations. They're just my house. You should see the house. It's got the pumpkins everywhere and stuff. So I don't know. It's just fun. Something fun about it. All ages can have fun. Like I say, there's no pressures of having to do anything. All right, today's show is brought to you by Thai Smile on El Paseo, the best Sa Pad Thai in the Coachella Valley. So, in fact, I'm going there after the show and pick up some lunch to take home, and that way I don't have to make any dinner. So, all in one thing. Today's show, like I said, we're going to talk about the cemetery tours, talk about some Halloween stuff, talk about what's going on in the world of travel. And next weekend, on October 20th, and 21st, in our Arizona friends, you'll get a heads up because you get the show about a week later here, that we will be in Borrego Springs. At least I will be in Borrego Springs. I'll be doing the show live from the 53rd Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival, as I do every single year. But I invite you all to come on out there and enjoy the air parade, the ground parade on Saturday that starts at 10. It's going to be a lot of fun. The air parade's about 30 minutes long. It's going to have all sorts of aircraft in it. And then we switch gears and go to the ground parade, which we have some bands from the Coachella Valley and all sorts of stuff. Then everything moves over to Christmas Circle with live entertainment. Just a lot of fun. And on Sunday, everything stays at Christmas Circle with all the live entertainment. So that is where I will be next weekend. And then the following weekend, Sean and I decided we're taking the day off. On that Sunday the 28th, and we'll replay a past show. And then back on November, whatever it is, 3rd or 4th or something like that, 4th, I think, with another live show. Yeah, so lots going on in the next 3 weeks. And so for you to keep up with everything that's happening, go to that website, Traveling with Françoise, and you'll see everything I have going on from the calendar page, the contest page. In fact, I have to put up a whole bunch of new contests now because most of them expire on the 15th of this month. Let's see, we have the travel blog, the television show, the past archives of the radio show, podcast, and more. So it's all right there on the website, Traveling with Françoise. It's a one-stop shop. You can just hang around there for a couple of hours and get your fill of everything going on. So we will, again, on the show, talk about some other events happening on Halloween as well. So there you go. That kind of covers it. All right. Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll. That is who our guests, what they were talking about in the first hour. This is a big 3-4 day event at the Big Rock Pub in Indio. And it's just going to be car auction, music, food. I mean, you name it. It's all going to be happening there. And I'll be giving some tickets away for that in just a little bit. So there you go. Did I miss anything, Sean?
Not that I could think of.
To start, the travel question. You guys did such a poor job answering the question this week. Last week, what we had, like 30 answers. This week, no one liked my question. This is how fussy everyone is. They did not like my travel question this week, which was, because I was thinking about an article that I read. It was about, have you ever been stuck in a jet? Because now the jets are getting fined for sitting on the tarmac and people getting hot.
Right.
We talked about that. Well, I only had two answers. One was in Jamaica and one was in Arizona. And I thought, well, then what's everybody complaining about? Because if it's only, I only had two replies, it must not be as bad as all we're talking about.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can think where I was stuck right here when we were waiting for...
I feel like I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah?
I feel like the few times I've been on a plane, it's gone... Maybe, I don't know. I've slept in an airport before, but
yeah,
I never...
But not...
On a tarmac, though.
Yeah, where you were sitting in the plane. So, and they say the biggest offenders, of course, Arizona... Down here in the desert, Las Vegas,
right.
And sometimes Texas, where it gets really hot in the summer.
Right.
And that's where, and that's if you notice now, they ask you to close the blinds in the shades
right,
in the jet before you get off so it keeps it cool for the next people.
Right.
Yeah, which is smart because it does let hot. So, yeah, you guys get a thumbs down for your replies, which were just few and far between, so I'm not even going to go there. But we are going to go to travel news and more. And we'll do that, I guess. You know what? Why don't we just step aside for a moment and we'll come back and we'll start jump right into our travel industry news. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. In the boardroom answering the phone is Sean Flanagan. You heard the commercial for A1 Custom Golf Cars. They are offering all of our listeners here $50 off your next battery installation, service call, maintenance. You ask for it. As long as what you're getting is valued at $50 or more, they're going to give it to you. So just mention Traveling with Françoise, and that is A1CustomGolfCars.com and Desert Battery. They have joined forces. And let me tell you, you get your batteries for all your RVs, motorcycles, golf cars, whatever, wagons. I don't know. They have batteries for that. All right. Travel. Let's talk some travel. Saving money. They say about 45% of people save for the future. Excuse me. Save for future travel above anything else, including emergencies and purchasing a car, according to the 2,500 Americans that were surveyed of various ages. So, if you were saving, what do you save for, Sean?
Normally random stuff that I want.
Yeah.
Because every time I want something, it's really expensive. And the funny thing is that when I get close to that money, I'm like, oh, I could put that somewhere else. I could really do something better with that. So, and I kind of talk myself out of it.
Oh, dude. Oh. But
I would like to put money away for travel.
For travel.
Yeah.
Well, they say 47% of millennials report saving money for travel experiences compared with 38% of the silent generation. Interesting.
What is the silent generation?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
What? I hate that they want to name everybody something. What is? I don't even know what that
silent
is.
Silent generation. So the millennials. So the silent, is that the Gen Xers?
I don't know. Maybe.
Might be the Gen Xers. But yeah, they don't tell us who the silent generation is.
I think it's so they could just make up words and mm-hmm. just pass it off as a study.
Yeah. So then 47% of millennials, which would be us. No, I'm a baby boomer.
I don't know what I am. I think I've been called Gen X and I've been called millennial.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're saving for travel but above anything else. So... All right. One third of respondents are regularly stressed out about money or finances. 25% of Americans report saving for little splurges.
Yeah, so I think that's more of what I do.
That's you. You're one of those 25%. All right. The world's 25 longest airline flights. Remember when there used to be just one or two? Well, now there's 25 of them that are long. Singapore Airlines took back the world's longest flight title on October 11th when it resumed nonstop service between Singapore and Newark with a distance of 9,534 miles. Wow. That's a lot of miles. And the Singapore Airlines route knocked Qatar Airways off, which theirs was only a little over 9,000-mile trip. So, wow, that's a long time up there.
I think that's a funny thing to push because I don't know anybody who's looking for a long flight.
Yeah. Well, the advantage to all that is you get there in one swoop.
Yes.
I
hate switching planes.
Yeah. So that is the plus. Your baggage, everything is on that flight. You're going to get there. the thing about, you know, layovers and all that sort of stuff, it really kind of disrupts your whole trip. It takes time out of the trip. And there's a chance of you not being able to leave because of weather and all that sort of stuff at your next, at your connecting flight. So this way, you know, once you're up there, that's it.
You're good to go. You can get comfortable. It's like you said, like with like a cruise, you just kind of unpack everything and you're done.
And you're done.
You kind of, it's the same thing, but on a plane. You just kind of get comfortable and you wait till you get there.
Yeah, hang in there. And now with all the more, you know, on these flights, these long haul flights, the planes are a little bit more comfortable.
I would hope so.
Yeah, and they offer, they offer more with foods. They have to. Right. I mean, the people are on there for a long time.
How long is that normally?
It would be, let's see, it's 9 from Europe to, so I'm talking to probably about 13, 14 hours, 15 hours, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah, the longest I've done is 4. I don't know if I can go much more than 4.
Yeah. But you have to make sure you get up and walk around and do on flights like this. You can't just sit there the whole time.
No.
Definitely that's the way of the world. And these jets that they're making, you know, they have to be able to carry the fuel to go these long flights, and they're becoming more fuel efficient. So I don't know. It depends on how much time. If you are really limited on time for a vacation, I could see where you were going to try to get something like that and just do it all in one flight. All right, Delta surges in its third quarter with robust corporate sales. The airline's revenue from corporate customers increased 12%, and the carrier noted an increase of just under 20% in revenue from its premium products. So it shows you people are paying for all these extra perks. And with all these mileage credit cards that are out there where you get your, you can use it towards your flight. More and more people are using those and making sure. I am so terrible about that. I have to start looking at my credit cards and see how many points that I have and how I can use them. I don't know why. It just seems like it's always a hassle to use them. But I'm going to look into it again and see what I can do with some of my points. Dallas Love Field was the fastest growing U.S. airport by percentage between 2007 and 2017, while traffic at Memphis airports shrunk the most. JetBlue, retrofitting planes with vortex generators. These devices reduce wind noise on landings. I've never really thought about the wind noise on a landing. I just, you know, you hear the jet kind of reverse the engines, and it's just all part of flying, and, you know, at least it's doing that. I guess if I didn't hear them do it, I'd wonder what was going on. But, no, they are going to try to make that a little bit quieter for you. And the Ritz-Carlton Collection said it held a launch. I saw a picture of it. The Ritz-Carlton now has a yacht collection. A launch had a ceremony for its first ship at in Spain. And the shipyard in Spain, in Vigo, Spain, the ship was moved down a slipway and into the water for the first time. Construction will continue on the interior finishes of the 298-passenger ship for the next year. The Ritz-Carlton will be holding a naming ceremony for yet unnamed ship in December. So just think of this, only 298 passengers compared to the mega ships that are 3,000 passengers.
Wow, that's quite a difference.
It's going to be a very intimate experience on the Ritz-Carlton Yacht Collection. I was looking at the ship, and it really looks a little bit more like an ocean liner. It has some nice lines to it. I was looking at some of the newer ships, and they're almost getting away from it, even looking like a ship. It looks like a big box.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's floating around out there. I don't know. They're
like
losing
floating home.
Yeah, it's losing some of the appeal of what a big luxury liner should look like. Like the Queen Mary and these beautiful.
All the commercials. I always remember commercials, and it was like, I feel like that was the focus. There would always be the long panning shots of the ship. Yeah.
And some of these just look so boxy. This one looks like an ocean liner, which is nice because they're always trying to get more and more things for people to do on them, from zip lining to golf to basketball to driving range. I mean, it's crazy. Bowling and you name it. They want the ships to be towns on the ocean,
right?
Which is good. I like that
to an extent.
To an extent,
people need to
learn
to relax a little bit.
Exactly. Do you have to be going 24/7?
I don't need 50 things to do. I just want to relax and do a few things.
And do a few things. Yeah. American Cruise Lines, they introduced a new era of domestic river cruising this month with the launch of the American Song. It's a 184-passenger American Song, the first European-style river ship to sail in the United States. Now, a lot of the American cruise ships, they were more like paddle wheel kind of looking, you know, they had the old feel about them.
And yeah, now I've been on those before.
Yeah, and now they're bringing a European river cruise style ship over here to the U.S. And it's it left the port of New Orleans on October 6th on its 8-day inaugural voyage to Memphis. It has a sister vessel already underway. So you watch, they're the first ones to do it. That means that more are going to follow. So the riverboat ships are going to be looking different, too. They're going to lose that fun kind of old style that I liked. Holland American Lions raises daily gratuity. Listen up, folks. Starting December 1st, guests will pay $14.50 per day for standard cabins and $16 for suites. Now, if you think about that, it's not a whole lot if you have a great cabin steward.
Correct. It's also not gratuity, though. Yeah. If you're telling me to pay it, it's not. It's a fee.
Well, they're doing that because people would skip out. You know, they'd lose
right.
the money in
people,
the casino,
yes.
and the cabin stewards would get nothing. And that's
right.
not right either.
Right, but you can't call it gratuity. It can't be a tip if I'm forced to pay it.
Well, yeah. But,
fee sounds bad, so that's why. It's a gratuity.
But I do like the fact that the stewards know they're going to be getting something.
Right.
It's a tough call.
I think
call,
it helps for people. Janet's son, I'm going to put him on blast, but he's a horrible tipper. I'm just like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people like him. So yeah. I think that for people like that, yeah. that's perfect for them.
Right. Well, I think because the circumstances on the cruise ship, it is so, before you know it, sometimes with the drinks and the partying, you don't
right.
realize you get this bill at the end of your cruise and you're going, oh,
yeah,
what?
There's been those before, too. Yeah. We're like, wait a minute.
Uh-huh. And you don't have any money left for so. So Holland America, just expect it. But on the flip side, then you don't have to think about it. It's already done.
Right. Right.
Look at it that way. All right. Google's recent efforts to expand further into the online travel space could result in a pivotal change for the hospitality industry. In August, the tech giant announced it had started offering exclusive hotel discounts to paid subscribers to its Google One cloud storage service. It's also announcing the development of a Hotel Plus flight product. Google is now getting into travel. Interesting. I still don't know how to get my pictures from the iCloud. I have no idea how to get my pictures from the cloud.
But the worst part is they know that. That's why they can do everything, because they know you don't know how to do that.
Yeah. So I have to find out. I unfortunately let the cloud upload most of my pictures, and I put a pause on it.
Right.
And now I can't find them. I can't get them. So I'm not a big fan. All right. What am I doing here? I'll put that over in that pile. All right. And let's see. Ice melting. There's a new generation of polar cruise ships out there that will soon be ready to go in ice territory that ships have never been able to go in before because their hulls and stuff weren't strong enough. Here's what bothers me about this. They're going to go into areas where, and they already have with the one ship, Lindblad, that the polar bears are coming out of hibernation with their babies out of their dens. I mean, do we really need to be taking cruise ships in these areas where...
No.
I'm not a fan. I mean, I should be as much as I love to see all this stuff, but they say that the ships are small, 126 passengers. They're trying to keep them small to go through the polar waters, but I don't know. It just bothers me that they'll be in areas now that the animals and nature could kind of do its own thing without...
Us interfering?
Yeah, us interfering with ships breaking up more ice.
Take selfies with... Polar bear cubs.
Yeah, and the bait, and just, I don't know. So, but it's going to happen in another couple of years. There will be no part of this earth that is untouched by man in travel.
Except for the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, no, they have submarines.
They're working on it.
Yeah. So I guess it's all a good thing, but we have to really watch what we do and put some sort of guidelines on it. What guidelines do these cruise ships have at this point? Really none. If they can get through the ice, they're going.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But that's what I wouldn't want either. I wouldn't want to be the first couple trips through the ice. I don't want to be your test runs.
Well, no. See, I'd want to be the first couple because I know it would be untouched.
It would. Yeah. I guess that's true. But it's kind of like you feel like a guinea pig a little bit.
Yeah. After that, you'll be waving at the other ship going through there.
Right.
All right. And here's some more news. Let's see. This is by Wallet Hub. They say 4 in 10 people who don't plan to travel this winter, and that's a total of 33 million people, say they cannot afford it. Millennials are 12 times more likely than baby boomers to apply for a new credit card to save on winter travel, and more than More than 90% of people believe airlines take advantage of holiday travelers. More than 90%. Yeah, true. Overbooking. And then you sit there and they tell you, we don't have a seat for you. Yeah. They say the best credit card for winter travel is the Barclay Arrival Plus because they have a lot of bonus points and a lot of stuff going on with that credit card. So check out your credit card and see what it has for travel. But definitely interesting that 4 in 10 people don't plan to travel this winter because they can't afford it. That's about 33 million people. However, on the flip side, think about it. This summer was the busiest travel season on record.
See, it just doesn't line up.
Yeah, it was the busiest ever. So people probably spent most of that money during the summer. And going back to the in-laws just isn't high on their list for Christmas.
No, not anymore.
That's their excuse. We just can't afford it. Sorry. All right. We're going to step aside here shortly. When we come back, we're going to find out about the cemetery tour in Long Beach, which is only about an hour and 10 minutes away, not far. Something you might want to go and experience to get into the holiday spirit. Sounds very interesting to me. So stick around. We will be right back with more Traveling with Francoise. And then later on, after that, we do have those tickets to give away to the Car Stars and Rock and Roll event happening November 1st through 4th. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everybody. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. All right. Joining us on the phone from Long Beach, California is Julie Bartolotto, and she is the Executive Director of the Historical Society of Long Beach, California. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Francoise.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. All right, Halloween's coming up, one of my favorite holidays of the year. And you have an event going on that caught my eye because I thought it would be, it just sounds really interesting. You've been doing it for 23 years. It is the 23rd annual historical tour of the two oldest cemeteries in the city of Long Beach. I grew up on the outskirts of Long Beach, so I thought, okay, let's talk about this because I think there's a lot of people out there that would find this interesting. So tell us a little bit about this event.
Oh, the event is so fun. We research the stories of people buried at Long Beach Municipal and Sunnyside Cemeteries every year, and we write scripts about their lives. So at the tour, you can hear 8 different stories about people buried at the cemeteries, and there are a whole lot of other things to do as well at the event.
So tell us
the
how...
Tell
us, how do you pick the people that you're going to highlight at the different grave stops?
Well, we work with a historian, Dr. Kay Briegel, who's on our board, and she's always doing research into Long Beach history and reads a lot and is always making connections and looking for people who are buried at the two cemeteries. Mm-hmm. So often they grow out of the research that was done the year before, or she's researching something for another topic and then discovers, and they were buried at Sunnyside Cemetery, so it's a good opportunity to tell their story. And sometimes when we know little about the actual person who's buried there, it's our opportunity to tell about other things like what it was like, what life in Long Beach was like for African Americans around the time of the Second World War, or things like that.
So how far back do you go with these people? I see one here from 1933. How far back do you go in time when you're talking about, because you're also staging some sort of, you have people there at the graves, am I right?
Yes, so the people, so we have actors at the gravesite, and they're performing in costume first-person narratives of the people buried there. And what was your question again?
My question was, how far back in time do you go with the people that you're talking about?
So Municipal Cemetery has burials before 1900, and so some of those stories start certainly in that time frame, and at Sunnyside Cemetery, the first burials are 1907, and so we definitely talk about people who passed away as early as, you know, 1907.
Okay, and what makes these people so special that you've chosen?
Well, this year we have chosen people who are integral in the development of different parts of the city, like Alberto de Ruiz, who was an engineer who helped engineer the harbor area and figure out how that area would be funded and developed into a commercial harbor before the establishment of the Port of Long Beach. And so some of them are telling, you know, unique stories that, like, of ordinary people who teach us about important history, like Cora Morgan, who was the second person to register to vote in Long Beach after she was a suffragist and after women were eligible to vote in the state of California. She knew all these secrets of different politicians because of her work. And so she tells us about the suffrage story and about a time when women first were able to vote in California.
Well, you know, this sounds like a very interesting day. Now, this is only happening on one day, right? Saturday, October 27th.
Correct.
Okay.
So last Saturday in October every year.
All right. And it's from 9 a.m. to 2:40 p.m. And this is the 23rd year, folks, that they've been doing this over in Long Beach, the annual historical cemetery tour. And so, Julie, what happens that entire day? Because I'm reading here that says it's fun for the entire family. It's informative, fun for all ages. It's not really a scary experience. It's just a fascinating and interesting experience.
Right. So at 8 different sites throughout the 2 cemeteries, we have performances, and they focus on an individual or a family. And those performances run every 20 minutes, and they last about 10 minutes each. Right. So we have 8 characters that we've selected for this year, and you can visit those sites to hear those performances. In addition, we have a tent with speakers about the Japanese Culture Center that's on Seabright Avenue in Long Beach, and it's called Rebuilding Community, Celebrating the Long Beach Japanese Culture Center, Over 60 Years of History. So there are all kinds of other opportunities to learn. So that's headed by an oral historian who's going to be interviewing people from the Japanese community whose families are often buried in that cemetery about what life was like for Japanese Americans in the post-World War II era and how they rebuilt their community after internment. We also have speakers who will be talking about silt and submarines in the Port of Long Beach, and somebody talking about Willow Springs Park, which is a new park directly north of the 2 cemeteries. We have food vendors at the event. We have a Dia de los Muertos altar that's fantastic, and Danny Flores comes every year and displays his altar and puts his altar together and talks about what Dia de los Muertos tradition means. So there are a whole lot of things to do and see out there in addition to the highlighted 8 stories that we tell.
Well, it sounds like very interesting and fun in its own kind of weird way. And I say tickets are sold online and they're sold at the gate. Tickets are $5 per person?
No, they're $20 per person pre-sale.
Okay.
And they're $5 for, it's $20 per person. It's $5 cheaper if you wait and buy your ticket at the gate.
Oh, okay. So, right. Okay. So there you go, folks. And it's going to be an interesting day. It happens only one day on Saturday, October 27th from 9 a.m. to 2:40 p.m. There is a website. It's a little bit long. I'm going to have it on Traveling with Francoise. I'm going to have it on my website, so you can just click on for more information. You can buy your tickets online before, or you can buy them at the gate. And the main entrance is on Willow Street or Orange Avenue. It's one or the other. Is it both?
It's both.
Both. Okay. So you can go to both and show up, be there. Like I say, gates open at 9 and it runs until 2:40 in the afternoon. It sounds very interesting. I will see if I can make it out there. I know we have a lot of people in the area, Julie, that are from Long Beach, and they're probably going, oh, I know exactly where all that is. So congratulations to their 23 years of doing this. How many people do you normally get for this historical cemetery tour?
1,200 attendees are usually attend.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like, again, very interesting, a lot of fun. Julie, thanks so much for joining us today. Why don't you give out that website? And if there's a phone number to call, maybe you can give that as well.
Sure. The shortcut to the website is hslb.org.
Okay.
And then you will see the cemetery tour right there, and just click on that. And you can reach us at 562-424-2220.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Julie. Good luck. Have some fun on your cemetery tour, and happy Halloween to you as well.
Yes, happy Halloween. I look forward to meeting you.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay, folks.
Thank you.
Julie Bartolotto, she is the executive director of the Historical Society of Long Beach. So if you're looking for something completely different to do, the 23rd Annual Historical Cemetery Tour in Long Beach at Sunnyside Cemetery on Willow Street and Long Beach Municipal Cemetery. Long Beach has a long, rich, long history I remember going to the Pike as a kid and actually lost a tooth on one of the bumper cars. But Long Beach has a lot that has happened over the years with the waterfront and inland and Queen Mary and Spruce Goose and all sorts of stuff going there. The Naval Shipyard, it's a great place to go visit. They have a beautiful shoreline village over there. Lots of stuff. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a few more Halloween events happening right here in the Coachella Valley and outside of it. We'll give those tickets away for Car Stars and Rock and Roll and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Thanks for joining us today on this beautiful October Sunday. All right, there's some Halloween events happening around town, but before we talk about those and ACT and Borrego Springs Resort and Dana Wharf Well Watching and some other things that I have to chat about, we have 2 3-day passes for Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll at the Big Rock Pub. This is November 1st through the 4th, but the first night is like a VIP thing, so it actually is the 2nd through the 4th, and this is happening. It's going to be a huge event. Car auctions, live entertainment, food vendors, all sorts of stuff, car shows, all sorts of things going on. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for 2 tickets, 3-day passes for Cars, Stars, and Rock and Roll. So again, 760-440-8255. I will have a set of tickets, if you don't win these today, up on the website for you to win. And these are tickets that are going to be emailed to you. So once we get your information, we'll get those out to you. So the lines are open, 760-440-8255. All right, another Halloween event happening is a classic car show and chili tasting at the Palm Springs Air Museum on October the 27th. It's an all-day long event. Free admission for children under 12 and in costume with a paying adult. No masks, please. So that sounds like a lot of fun. It will be another car show. Also, don't forget the Festival of the Pageant of the Monsters happening in Laguna Beach. That is going to be at the Pageant of the Masters grounds in Laguna Beach on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 31st from 6 to 9:30 p.m. Definitely going to be a lot of fun there. Going over there and walk through their scary maze and all sorts of fun stuff like that. Yeah, and you know, don't forget the Queen Mary's out there. Not Scary Farm, Universal Studio, Disneyland, you name it. We're going to have some scary things here in the Coachella Valley. They'll tell us a little bit more about those as we get closer. So we did have a winner, Sean. Is he on the line or no? Okay.
No. You had Joby in India. Oh. He was at work.
Okay.
He's always calling when he's at work.
He
can never talk.
All right. Oh, congratulations, Joby. You're going to have a lot of fun with those tickets, and we will make sure that we get those out to you. Remember, I will have a set of passes for Car Stars and Rock and Roll, 3-day General admission passes, those will be on the Traveling with Francois website. Also, the Indio Grand Marketplace, formerly Indio Fashion Mall, they have Malloween happening on Wednesday, October 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. And it's going to be bring your kids in costume, trick-or-treat. You know, it's a safe, fun place to take your kids for Halloween. And that's Wednesday, October 31st from 3 to 6 at the Mall in Indio, the first annual Malloween free trick-or-treat event for kids and their family. It's free. Let the kids dress up, go have some fun, get lots of candy, and then go out to dinner or something. I don't know. I'm going to eat all the candy. But that is a good, safe place to take your kids and have some fun with that. So, again, that's over at the Indio Grand Marketplace, formerly the Indio Fashion Mall. All right, other things going on. Dana Wharf Whale Watching has seen a bunch of orcas up and down our coast. Yeah, those are the killer whales. And they have been showing a lot of posts, but they have so much going on over there. They even have a Halloween day coming up, and that is danawharf.com. Check it out. Take the kids out there for their scary boat ride, which probably was just going to be a lot of fun for kids. Remember, they have sport fishing, all sorts of stuff, whale watching daily. That is danawharf.com. Go to the Traveling with Francois website for more information on that. Remember, Borrego Days is coming up next week, and I'll be out there. I will be at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. My place to stay, they have the golf course is still closed for their overseeding. It will be opening up in November. But they have Arches Restaurant. They have the spa, the Spa Serenity. They have the all sorts of things. They do weddings, you name it, dinner shows, lots of stuff going out at Borrego Springs with this big festival coming up. It is their kickoff season, but they kick it off with a big festival. That's what we really need to do here in the Coachella Valley. We should have a big beginning of season festival.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
You know, we don't have anything that really starts it.
Nothing that's official, no.
No, nothing. No. And this is their official kickoff to the season. 53 years they've been doing this.
Something.
Yeah. So we really need to do something, huh? That's a thought. Just add that to my list, my long list of things to do, things to come up with. You know, I should call Ken from the Big Rock Pub. I mean, they have their huge event there. Maybe we can plan something.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about a trip? Adult Customized Tours, ACT. You know, Louis Fuerte is going to be at one of their Travel Club of the Desert meetings. Louis and I have become great friends, so we talk. And I'll be giving that book away. I know a lot of you signed up to win his book on the contest page. A great book. So I'll let you know when he's going to be at Travel Club of the Desert meeting. But you should go anyway. It's a free meeting once a month. They talk about travel, industry news. I get up and talk for a few minutes and tell everybody what I'm up to. And it's really a lot of fun. It's 2 hours. Free. They have cookies and iced tea and all that kind of stuff, and you learn a lot and meet new people. And anyway, at the last meeting, I was telling everybody I'm going to be hostessing the Mount Rushmore trip that happens May 4th through 7th, Mount Rushmore from Palm Springs. We leave from Palm Springs. It's 3 nights, 4 days, and it's only $9.95, and that includes air. That's crazy price. That means we'll get there. We'll have the rest of the day on our first day on the 4th. We'll have half a day at least, and then the next 2 days we'll be doing lots of sightseeing. We have one day that's actually clear to hang around. You do what you want up there, and we're going to go to Lakota Tribes. We'll be staying at a Marriott Fairfield Inn and Suites. Again, sign up for this trip. Airfare included from Palm Springs to South Dakota. Wow, it's going to be a lot of fun. That is May 4th through 7th. I've never seen Mount Rushmore. I've always wanted to see that. They also have some other trips, the Splendors of Ancient Egypt, which is a new trip in April to May. This is $24.95, includes air. It's a 10-day trip. Looks fascinating as well. They have also their Mediterranean's Most Picturesque Ports trip coming up, $24.95 for that. Includes airfare, 7-night voyage, hotel in Barcelona. A hotel night in Barcelona, so many things. And a real popular one is our New York theater tour, and that is in April as well. 7 days, $19.95. So that's a lot of Broadway, 5 top Broadway shows you're going to be seeing. Doing a great job. So a lot of things happening in this month of October as we get into the season. For those of you who might have missed me saying this, next week I will be in Borrego Springs covering Borrego Days. So come out there and enjoy, you know, go to the festival. 2 days. Everything happens at Christmas Circle except for the parades. Lots of fun. Free parking. Free admission. Just, you know. Sean, I've asked you this. Have you been out to Borrego Springs before?
I have not.
No.
I think my goal right now is I'm going to go. I got to look at the calendar, and I want to go when there's no moon.
Oh, it's for the stargazing. Because it is star. That's right. No moon. I was going to wait a minute. Yeah. Or no thunder and lightning either. Because
Although, you know what? I really like it. During that thunder and lightning storm, I just was sitting on my back patio, and I just wait for everything to shake.
You know, a lot of people were doing, because it is so beautiful in the desert. We can look down to the East Valley. When it's right over my head, you know, I'm not too big about going outside and standing there. But when it moves a little bit east and you could see this huge, gigantic lightning show, it really is.
I love it.
Yeah. We do that a lot here in the Valley. We watch it from afar. Now, the people that are living over there by the Salton Sea, you know, maybe not so comfortable for them. Yeah.
I like it. I like to get in it. Yeah. I like to be in it. I'm a large man. I like to feel the wind move me.
The wind move you? Oh, my gosh. We are getting very, I don't know, poetic or something here. The wind move you.
No, well, I just enjoy like the being. I want to be in the storm.
If the wind's that strong, though.
Right. That's what I mean. But I have seen, I've seen some cool stuff because I'll go outside and kind of cop a squat along some sort of wall that I'm hoping will stand. And I just enjoy the show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. But whatever works, I kind of stand inside the house and look afar. Yeah.
But the glass can be scary. What if that glass shatters?
That's true. I know. You know, I had, when I was little, I've always been a radio person, always had a radio. I think I told this story before, but I had this white radio. It was, had white leather around it. And I loved it. My first thing in the morning, turn my radio on. Always when I was in my bedroom, I had my little portable radio with me. One day there was a big thunder and lightning storm and the lightning came in actually and hit the radio.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm sitting there staring at it and my eyes were, and I thought, I said, did that really happen? The radio crackled for a few seconds and was fine.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was very, very strange. So luckily it didn't catch anything on fire. And I don't think I don't even know if I told my parents because I'm looking at it going, huh?
That's crazy.
Then I didn't want to touch it for the longest time. So I was, anyway. You know, I don't think I have stuff that I'm not even going to get into. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about something for the minute. I have some information, but I just don't want to get into it right now because we're just about a minute and a half away. We'll be doing the remote next week. Anything you want to share with us, Sean and Joe?
Enjoy outside. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Get out there. Enjoy it. Like I say, use the website. Go to the contest page. Sign up for the contest. I want to thank all our guests today, which was in the first hour. Ken Hanna, the owner of the Big Rock Pub, and Todd Schwint of EG Auctions. That event's coming up in November. Going to be a lot of fun. Car Stars and Rock and Roll. Lots of events all over the Coachella Valley now from one end to the other. We have things. They had the big El Paseo breast cancer walk yesterday. Lots of people there on El Paseo, painting El Paseo pink. So many events coming up. Go to the website. Use the contest page. Use the events page. Check it all out. And I try to keep you informed as much as I can. I want to congratulate our winners, Michelle and Joby. I have one more set of Car Stars Rock and Roll that will be on the website. We'll get that posted this week. Remember, I'll be out in Borrego Springs next week. Come on out and say hello. Don't be shy. Walk right up to me. Say hi. After that, we're taking the 28th off, and then we'll be somewhere in November. We'll be somewhere. I don't know. We'll either be here or there or wherever. All right, everyone have a great one. We'll see you next time. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.